This is a Dog Guide Handlers Australia audio presentation.
Okay, everybody, just coming up to 9 o'clock. Thank you all for being in the room. That's Perth time, by the way, sorry. We're here today to have a little bit of a chat with Robert Acosta and probably some of his team from Accessible World. It's the they kindly have given us access to a room on their server, the guide dog room, which we're using right now. And I'll welcome Robert along after Robert explains a little bit about where he is and maybe what even what time it is where he is. I'll go around and introduce each person so that they can introduce themselves rather than everybody trying to get online at the same time. And Robert, if you're there, over to you.
Thank you, Greg, and hello, Guide Dog Handlers of Australia. My name is Robert Acosta. I, too, am a guide dog user. I live in Southern California in the San Fernando Valley in a town called Chatsworth, and it's wonderful to be here. Thank you.
Thanks, Robert. Let's go around Australia, and we might start with Nadia.
Thanks, Greg. My name is Nadia, and I'm a committee member of Dog Guide Handlers Australia, and I live in Melbourne, Australia, and I have a seeing eye dog called Axel. He's a black Labrador who is about 5.5 years old.
Thanks, Nadia. We might do a couple of people here in Perth, WA, and Tamara, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yep, I'm Tamara Carney, and I've lived in WA for a couple of years. I'm actually from the United States, and I believe I've met you, Robert, at a convention once upon a time.
Thanks, Tamara. Erica, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hello, everyone. It's Erica Webb. I'm from Perth, Western Australia. I'm the co-secretary of the Dog Guide Handlers Australia, and I also am the social media manager for Dog Guide Handlers Australia. So it's good to see everyone here. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Erica. William, what about you?
A very good day to everybody. My name is William Coe. I have a 2.5 years old seeing eye dog by the name of Smarty. And this is the very, very first time I'm using my brand new computer for this chat. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, William. You're doing quite well. And welcome along. Next we have, who is it? Giselle. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself,
Giselle? Can you hear me? Hello. Giselle, my name is Giselle. I'm in Sydney. I hope you can hear me. I've just had trouble logging in. So, yeah, I've got a 2-year-old Labrador named D'Artagnan.
Giselle. Giselle, I can only just hear you. Your volume's a little low. If you can try to tweak that up a bit, that'd be good. Well, I'll talk a bit about myself. My name's Greg. I'm the treasurer of Dog Guide Handlers Australia. I have a guide dog, a willful beast, named Nicholas. He wasn't going to be a guide dog, but I've taken him on board and managed to get him to a point where he's going to be a very good guide dog. We have apologies from Rowena and Colin, who both wanted to be here, but unfortunately couldn't do. Judith Killen is also an apology. And given those apologies, I might just flick back over to Robert now and let Robert give us an overview of this fantastic facility that we're using, and maybe how it come about, and the sort of people that use it, and that sort of thing. Robert, over to you.
Okay, I have locked this with an Alt-L and have my hands free. Again, I want to say thank you so much. I got a lovely letter from Rowena telling me about Guide Dog Handlers Australia. I salute you for organizing, for meeting. I think it's just wonderful. We have a couple of websites, actually, I'd like to try to cover. AccessibleWorld.org is the bigger one, with 17 chat rooms, just like this one, with various labels. If you get in here and look down the rooms, you'll see things that we're doing. Of course, we're here in the Guide Dog Users Room, and on the second Wednesday in the States of every month, at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific time, we have the meeting of you and your guide dog, and Rowena and Judith, I think Nadia came by too, but I'm not sure. Some of you have come by that meeting. We sure appreciate it. We know it's hard. It's early in the morning on Thursdays, and we greatly appreciate it. Our last meeting, we had a veterinarian talk to us, and this time the president of Guide Dog Users Incorporated, a national international group representing guide dog users in the United States and elsewhere, will be speaking to us. So we're very proud of that room. Another one that we're very proud of is our Tech Talk room. Tech Talk, technology. We meet every Monday evening. When I say Monday, it's in the States at 8 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time. Eastern, 8 o'clock, 5 o'clock are my time here in California. And we meet in the Pat Price Tech Talk training room. If you go down the list, you'll see Tech Talk training, and that's the room. And just like you logged in here, you can log in there. And we hold technology meetings every week. We started in June of 2006, and the founder of Talking Communities, Mr. George Bice, who passed away, said it would only last 3 months. What can you say about computers and technology? Somebody said, boy, I have an iPhone in here, and I've discovered the iPhone, and I love it. And we've discussed iPhones a great deal on Tech Talk, for example. We're going to have Hims Incorporated, the BookSense people, talking on Monday about and their some of their newest products and so forth. We have other rooms like the Book Nook room, where we have book clubs like the Mystery Club. It's what it sounds like. I won't give the times for all these, but it's on the fourth Sunday. We have the Banquet of Books. Banquet of Books allows you to do your own book interview. What have you read lately? Share it with us. We have the Empowerment Zone, where we read self-help books. And those are some that we have. Worlds of Books. We discuss the books of the world. A lot of book clubs, as you can see. I don't read them all. I have to pick and choose sometimes. We have the classroom. And the classroom, think of it as school. We had, I know, school. I'm an old school teacher, and I don't want to think of school right now. But we talked about tips for moving. How do you, you know, what can be said? Banking online, shopping online, things of this nature, the classroom. And then we have, the auditorium. That's a good one. We have special programs in the auditorium. The auditorium, we have goalball. Some of you guys are probably more familiar with it than we are in the States, although we do play it. And a man named Bill Teal covers all the tournaments, usually late at night. He's somewhere, and he uses the auditorium. We have special programs. We had a man who gave a whole series on Mark Twain. He was a Mark Twain scholar, and he gave a whole series of that. We discussed, we're discussing the political career of Richard Nixon now, and we discussed the Civil War and so forth. We'd love someone to tell us about Australian history. So if you ever wanted to talk on our special program, or you know of an Australian historian or something of that nature, we'd love to hear about it. And that's the same with our Guide Dog group. We'd love to hear about how guide dogs came to Australia, when, first schools, and so forth. We're really into learning and exchanging information. We have the, Books and Beyond. Books and Beyond is every Wednesday in the States at 5 o'clock Pacific. And the host, Bonnie Blose, interviews authors, interviews famous blind people or not so famous like me, and has weekly interviews. And we archive all these. That's very important. When you come into Accessible World, look for the archives. Go in and download what you will. We archive everything. If you want to get our newswires, at the bottom of accessibleworld.org is a form you fill out, and you subscribe to whatever you want to see, and when we send newswires, it'll go to you. You'll always know what's going on. Probably forgetting something, but our cozy kitchen. Our cooks get together in the Accessible World Virtual Kitchen every fourth Sunday and talk recipes, cooking, all kinds of things, and they do very well. Another one that I'm intrigued with is Issues Facing People Who Are Blind. Issues Facing People Who Are Blind. We as blind people sometimes want to share ideas, some issue that is bothering us or that we want to hear more about. And we've just spent two parts on the education of blind persons talking about it. We're going to talk about personal relationships the next time around. I don't know where that's going to lead, but it'll be good. We're adults and it works out. But I think that's been a hot issue. A lot of people have come to that. Now, naturally, in Tech Talk, when we have Jonathan Mosen come, we have 300 people. He's a world-famous blind man from New Zealand, and Jonathan's a great guy, a world traveler. So it depends on the popularity of some of these. When we have a narrator, a reader from the States who reads books, you'll have 70 people in there. They want to ask questions and so forth. So depending on who it is, depends on the popularity. I'm going to stop because I want to talk about our other website. I think I've covered most of it. I've probably missed one. My wife can pop in and tell me. She's listening downstairs. But I'm going to unlock this and see if you have any questions. And then I'll turn to the Old Time Radio website. We hear Australian Old Time Radio, The Shadow and all that. Oh, boy, was it good. While we were having our Old Time Radio, so were our friends in Australia. And we appreciate it. We have copies and we love it. Let me unlock this, see if there are any questions, Greg, at this time.
Thanks very much, Robert. What a fantastic array of content for people to be able to access. Now, before we move on, a couple of people have joined the room, and I'd like to welcome along our friend Chang Hock from Singapore and Anna Sexta Taylor from ACT, I believe. Chang Hock, do you want to introduce yourself just quickly?
Right. This is Chang Hock. I live in Singapore, but I also frequent Perth, WA. Every now and then, probably be there in 2 weeks' time. So this is Chang Hock with a guide dog from Guide Dogs and Ravel.
Thanks, Chang Hock. Anna, would you like to introduce yourself?
Press mute button. Press mute button. Talk button.
No?
You are currently on the button. To click this button, press Control Option Space. The help.
Let's see if Anna's there.
Okay.
It's Erica here. Whatever Giselle said, no one was able to hear it. And for Anna, if you want to talk, you press the control key to talk and then release the control key when you're finished talking. And Heidi has just entered the room as well. Thank you. Hi, Anna. I saw your message. I can see that you're having PC trouble. I'm not really sure what your trouble is, but like I said, try the control key and to talk and to release when you finish talking. And welcome, Heidi.
All right. Has anybody got any questions for Robert? Robert there?
I do, Robert. It's Nadia from Melbourne. My question is there an option to, you have a number of already programs already available on your network. Is there scope for introducing more programs and more, I guess, discussion groups?
Well, probably no more book clubs. I think we have enough book clubs. But yes, we're always open to suggestions. We hear from people. They say we'd like to host a program. We try to help them market it with our newswires. We show them. I don't go to everything, but I try to support a new group. You know, if we get a good suggestion and it's going to sell a little bit, meaning, you know, our latest one is Spotlight on Music, which is the second Saturday of every month at 4 o'clock Pacific time, 7 o'clock Eastern. And we're this month we featured Irish music for St. Patrick's Day. And if you hear the legend, BillSparks.org, the legend, Mike Gorman is coming next month. And so forth. So that was a new one. But yeah, we're open to any suggestion for discussion groups, and if we can fit them in, we'll do it.
Thanks, Robert. I've got a question. The Australian government over here is just gently dipping its toe into audio-described television. I believe it's probably been in existence in the United States for quite a while. Is there any groups in regard to talking about that sort of thing, how they enjoy it, what they find it?
Well, two things. We have Friday night at the movies on Friday evening, again, at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific. The second Friday we have movies. They're described. We've had guests on Tech Talk. The American Council of the Blind has done very good work on descriptive services. Joel Snyder is a representative, and we've had Joel on. And what he did was play the same movie, a clip, one total silence, no description for 2 minutes. And he said, guess what's happening? And it was very hard to guess. And then he showed us with description. I support description. I really do. I remember as a kid, a young man, going to the movies. Thank goodness my sister was very good at describing. People would say, shh. Don't talk, you know, and stare, give dirty looks. But she was an original describer, I think. And I want my movies described, especially today. You have many silent spots. Minutes go by and nothing happens. You know, it's visual, and we need them described. There are other people who don't like it. They say, well, I can use my imagination, but I kind of want to know what's going on.
Start button. Yep, thanks, bro. And I suppose for those people who don't want it, they can always turn it off, I suppose. But here in Australia, we've had audio described cinema, sort of a fledgling industry here for probably about a year. That's just rolling out around Australia. We've had audio described theatre for many years, and that's one that I extremely enjoy. But as I said, the audio described TV is going to start a trial here in Australia in August of this
year. We lost you, Greg. Try it again there at the end here, please.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm probably a bit quick on my talk key to turn it off. But at the end, I was just saying that the Australian government here is trialling audio-described television in August at the end of this year on one of its TV stations. So we're looking forward to that. And, of course, our advocacy group over here, Blind Citizens Australia, has been pushing that for many, many years. Any other questions for Robert there before he moves on to his other website?
Start button.
We've got a new member arrived, Heidi. Heidi, if you're able to, do you want to introduce yourself?
Start button.
No, okay. As I'm sure you're aware, Robert, it's very difficult to try and allow enough time for people to have a say and try to keep things flowing at the same time. So I apologise if I do cut anybody off when they're trying to talk, but we might seeing how there doesn't seem to be any more questions in regard to the guide dog room or the rooms you've got there. But do you want to talk about? Sounds like you're extremely excited about this other website that you have, Robert.
Okay, we're locked again here. Yes, we're very proud of our old time radio website, radiooutofthepast.org. And we really invite you guys to come in anytime. But we meet we meet every Thursday at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific, we chat. And then the official program would be at 9 o'clock Eastern, where we play some old-time radio shows. We have a lot of old-time radio archived up on the website, so you can go and listen to programs or download them, hopefully, and get what you want. They're all there. All the shows done by a host, a presenter. As each week we have a different person present the shows, and it's a lot of fun. Saturday at 8 o'clock Eastern, I'll give the Eastern, we have Michael's Surprise. These shows are held in the Bertelsen Room of RadioOutOfThePast.org. We don't have many rooms in there. Bertelsen Room is one of them. As one that's... And then Sunday, we have Canadian Radio. We've helped them, too, giving you a lot of websites. Or Cotra, C-O-T-R-A.ca, and they meet at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. The Canadians have old-time radio, but not like the Australians. The Shadow, the Fat Man, on and on and on. We're very impressed with the programs that you guys have, and I'm a passionate old-time radio lover. I don't want it ever to die. I know many of the actors are. We've gone to old-time radio conventions, and the actors are getting older, sadly. But the younger people are recreating the programs and so forth. Joni's Corner is interesting. That's at 4 o'clock Eastern on Tuesdays. And there, people play in the client. They play their favorite music. I call it the best music this side of heaven. And Joni would be tickled if one of you could come by. That's pretty early for some of you, so you might not be able to, but we welcome you to everything we do. So basically, that's all of this, if I may say, Accessible World, and Pat and I both founded Radio Out of the Past. It was founded by a wonderful woman by the name of Pat Price. And Pat Price came to me in 2005 and said, I would like you to work with me. And I said, Pat, I don't want to get into politics. If it's just to help blind people, I'm going to do it. I'll do it. But if it's going to be fighting for, you know, politically, we're political animals. I knew some of you guys maybe or know people. She said, I promise you we'll work with anyone who wants to help blind people. We don't care about labels. We don't care about what organizations they're in. If they're good people and want to help, we'll do it. And the first thing Pat did was put together a 32-hour symposium, bringing vendors. We had one on diabetes. We had one on technology, on and on. And 6 hours of it was old-time radio. I hosted it. I chaired it. And we got radio collectors, actors. It was just great. And that got me in. I said, I'll help you. And I really enjoyed the adventure. We lost Pat. She passed away Super Bowl Sunday, 2009, so I'll never forget it. And I lost a very dear friend, and she turned this over to me, and I'm doing the best that I can to carry on her work. The founder of Talking Communities, this server, everything we get free as blind people, it was George Buys. And George Buys was a blind man, and he believed that people should talk to one another. And the advantage, and you guys should feel free to use any of our rooms whenever, you know, you want to. Certainly the guide dog room is yours 24/7. Get in here and talk to friends. Talk about silly things. We don't care, as long as people are courteous and so forth. But George believed in this. He wanted it to be a place where people could hang out if they wish, when they wanted to, and talk to each other. And Pat Price was a very disabled person, but the computer brought her the world. She knew more people than I'll ever know, and she knows them all over the world. And they respected her, and some of those guys know me, and I hope respect what we're doing. So the computer is our eyes to the world. She wanted to make it an accessible world, that it would be for everyone. We got to do better to get our sighted friends in, because they want pictures, they want cinematography, they want, you know, things like that. And Pat would probably say we fell short so far, because it's primarily blind and otherwise disabled, mostly blind, that come in as we are. And because we don't need to educate. That's a place where we're normal people who cannot see, and that's it. And sometimes in our daily travels, you just get tired of educating the public all the time. I know it's our mission. I know we've got to do it. But there, in Accessible World or Radio Out of the Past, you don't have to do that. You're people first. And if you happen to be blind, well, so be it. We don't care. So that's all I really have to say. I want to thank you for inviting me. You guys are wonderful. If there's anything we can do to help you, getting guests or anything like that, let me know. I just think it's so exciting that you have gotten together via computer. We would have never met, never had a chance to meet, but I feel that I know many of you already listening to you. You're great people. You're courageous. You know, we always hear in the guide dog school, in our schools, the dog is great. Yes, they are great. But when I give my speeches, they have to drag me off the stage. I say, but the true pioneers is the team. The courageous pioneer who trusts his life in the hands or the paws of his dog. And I think the world of guide dog instructors, because they have gone blindfold with my dog. And when they say, you can do it, you and your dog will make it, I walk with confidence, with pride, because I know that it's not just some sighted guy saying it's easy. It's a man or woman trainer who has done it. And I think that's just so beautiful. But a lot of times, I don't care if my dog gets the credit. He's a great icebreaker. I've met wonderful people because of my dogs. Sure, they start with the dog, find out I'm a normal guy, and we make friends. And I don't care. But the true courageous people are the graduates who take their dogs and go across their countries and in their own way, without saying a word, educate the public. So I salute you guys, and this is sure an exciting time to be alive. Thank you so very much.
Well, thank you, Robert. I'm always inspired by hearing people's passion, and certainly a lot of passion coming out of you right now. I applaud you and the team that you've had, and a fantastic story of the background of how Accessible World got up and going. A couple of voices I don't know, but I have heard plenty of times when I was going through the help, the Accessible World, I come across a little clip done by Rick Harmon, who I have listened to many a podcast of Rick's to help me through some technical issues or problems or getting a device up and running. So I'm sure that you have other people that we don't know about that are keeping this particular thing alive. And we really do appreciate your time today, access to the room, and the content that you've made available across the world for people who are blind and vision impaired. I applaud you and your team, and hand over to anybody who's got any questions for Robert.
Just want to add that all of our programs are archived. Pat Price wanted that, so do I, and you can download them. Take your pick. Go to, you want a tutorial on Windows 7? We have a guy who did it, Gene Asner. Download it. It's lengthy. Have your note taker, or in my day it was a slate and stylus, but now it's a note taker, ready, because Gene is a scholar on Windows 7. Rick Harmon is one of my dear friends and my computer instructor in Ohio. We Skype together, and he is a dear, dear man.
This is Ching. I would like to find out, since this is the guide dog's room and it's open 24/7, do you have a schedule where other guide dog groups or guide dog users will come online? I know you see we are invited to hang out here as frequently as we want, but you don't have to be hanging in the room by yourself. So are there a schedule that we can look up to catch up with other folks from different parts of the world who use guide dogs?
Let me try. If you came in late, at the bottom of Accessible World is a form to sign up for our many newswires, and something's going to appeal to you. And that's one place. Other than that, you know, like our guide dog users, you and your guide dog meets the second Wednesday at 8 o'clock Eastern time in the evening right here. But, you know, what happens is people from there say, let's meet. They pick a day. Let's meet. I want to talk to you about something. I have a problem. And they meet privately. But it's hard for me to tell you when they're there. And you're right. You don't want to go in and talk alone. But arrange it with friends via email, whatever you want to do. This room is yours as well. This is a Accessible World. And this is your room. You can use other rooms too. But I know this one is going to be clear. So we have our Canadian guide dog users use this room, for example. But if you want to get friends, three or four or five of you, and you can get them together, please feel free to do it. You don't need, there's no password here. You don't need my permission. You know, if I hope I don't schedule something, but I don't think so. It's pretty wide open. So sign up for our news wires. You'll see what we're up to at AccessibleWorld.org and Radio Out of the Past. And that's the best way to get in touch with people all over the from all over the world. We're hearing somebody, but they're not talking. Hold the control key down, talk, and let up to listen.
Yeah, sorry, Giselle. We just didn't hear what you were saying there. Didn't come through.
Am I coming through now?
Yes, yes.
Thanks, Greg. Bob, I was asking if it would be possible to put up a small application on your website to test the microphone, like there is on Skype. You can test your microphone on Skype. Would it be possible to put an application to test the microphone on your website too?
Oh boy, Greg or Nadia, one of you guys, your ears are better than mine. Something about Skype microphones. I didn't get it. I'm sorry.
Robert, Giselle was asking whether would it be possible to put an application up on the site as is done with Skype to be able to test your microphone. To see how the sound is coming through, I guess?
We don't. Skype doesn't work in this client. Now let me start with that. You can't Skype in and talk in the client. There is a place called VIPconduit.com. VIPconduit. But you're giving me an idea, Giselle. We should have a place to test microphones. But VIPconduit.com, you go down to the bottom and test your microphone. You can speak, and then you hear it back. You hear your words back. That's one way to test it. Also, what you want to do, Giselle, is do an Alt-F, go to microphones, enter, and start looking around in there. I wish I could tell you exactly, but it's not a training time. But, you know, write to one of us. Rowena knows me, and ask your question, and I'll get Rick Harmon or one of the fellows and girls or whoever to start writing with you and help you. Also, you could write to tech support, TECH support at talkingcommunities.com, and Clyde Foley will want to know. He won't call you, but he'll want to know when you're home. Give him, he lives in British Columbia, Canada, but you guys can get together on time. When you're home, he can go into the room with you, one of these rooms, and get remote control. He's a great sighted guy, you know, and he can get remote control and perhaps fix your mic right there. So that's good to do. That's probably the best. Tech support at talkingcommunities.com. And if you needed Skype, Rick Harmon could get with you on Skype. Also, Giselle, so write to us. Let's get some communication going. My email, B as in Bob, O as in Oscar, for the recording here. B as in Bob, O as in Oscar, Acosta, A-C-O, S as in Sam, T-A, at Pacbell, P as in Paul, ACBELL.net. That's my email. But Rowena knows how to find me.
Yeah. Thanks for that, Robert. And just to let people know, we are making a recording of this, so that information will be available if you want it, just with a request to the dog guide handlers. I cut Giselle off. I'm going
to
let you.
I just said thank you to Bob and thank you, Greg.
Okay, that Giselle's very low again, Robert, but she just said thank you very much. William or Tamara, haven't heard from you. Would you like to say something, or have you got any question?
No.
Hello, Robert. On behalf, I would like to thank you very much for the wonderful information that you have given us. So we will be looking forward more to your talk, man. Well, I'm William. Thank you.
Thank you, William, and be sure, go to accessibleworld.org near the bottom. There's a form to fill out for newswires, and we'll be happy to start sending them to you.
Hello, everyone. This is Erica. I'm just going to read out what Anna has just been typing. Anna said, I did write to find out if I could use my iPad for this in case my mic wouldn't work, but I didn't hear back. I think Giselle, like me, would like to test the facility on this website. Mine works fine with Skype, but isn't working now. And Anna also said, I meant to say I wrote through your website, but will go directly to the techies from now on. Thank you.
That's right. I really, you know, if you write to me, I would refer you to tech support at talkingcommunities.com, or Rick Harmon could get with you on Skype. If you have a Skype name, give it to us. It shortens it. He can do the search and all that and get accepted by you. And Rick is very good with the computer and can talk you through it. Or you might say also, I think you need tech support on this one. And they can Skype with you and tell you what to do.
Okay, Robert, thanks very much. Unless there's any more final questions for Robert, we don't want to take up too much of his time. And what we will do after that is we might stay on, and if anybody's got any questions in regard to the dog guide handlers, we might take a few of those before we sign off for the day. But firstly, any final questions for Robert?
Hello, everyone. This is Erica, and Anna says thanks to Robert for that advice about contacting tech support.
Well, my pleasure. I want to thank you guys. You're great. And if there's anything that we can do, and I mean that, I'm not just saying it, that you think we can help you with, or I know that I can ask you for help as well, let's do it. It's an accessible world. It's a shrinking world. We're all in the same world, and we care about each other. So I'm going to say goodbye, and thank you so much for asking me. This is really exciting.
This has been a Dog Guide Handlers Australia audio presentation. If you would like further information on Dog Guide Handlers Australia or like to listen to further audio, please go to our website www.dgha.org.au. Thank you. Do you always have to have the last word?